Psalm 24 is one of my favorite psalms because it's just so, I don't know, uplifting to my heart. I call it Ascend and Stand. You can read Psalm 50 as a companion psalm to this. It has the same sentiment. The earth is the Lord's and everything it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. On the eastern side of Jerusalem, the gate that is being talked about here has been mortared up hundreds of years ago because they believed the prophecies that he was going to come back and his foot would touch down on the Mount of Olives, split the mountain, and he would come through this gate. This is the glory, the King of glory. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He will come. And when he does, he's going to do exactly what I just described. Because while his kingdom is a heavenly kingdom, it is also every bit as much an earthly kingdom as well. Selah.